Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer. For 1 week only, buy one, get one. To order, go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIEBOGO.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Ukraine will never be a victory for Russia. For God's sake, this man cannot remain power.
He gave a good speech. There was a horrendous gaffe right at the end of it. I wish he would stay on script. Whoever wrote that speech did a good job for him. But my gosh, I wish they would keep him on script.
Nobody wants a wild card, okay? It doesn't make any sense. We don't want a maniac in our group, but there's no benefit to it.
You're dealing every day with Vladimir Putin. What does it make you think?
He's a butcher.
Is he listening to us? I can't tell.
He's listening. He's not understanding.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
Gas prices that were already at an eight-year high are now spiking.
Food prices are continuing to increase.
Russia announces a major strategy shift to focus on the eastern part of Ukraine and again raises the prospects of nuclear war.
There's a new slogan you're hearing all across the country. It said, Trump was right. We were right about everything.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. I'm going to be off tomorrow. I have a medical procedure to do. Nothing serious, but I'm just going to be out. Taylor will be with you, so don't be surprised when you don't hear my dulcet tones tomorrow at 3:08 Eastern Daylight Time. I'll be back on Wednesday, though. 844-500-4242. Just a couple of stories before we get to our Thanks, Brandon segment, which is the way we like to end the show on Monday nights after you've been out shopping and seeing what the latest effects of the Brandon regime are on your shopping list, your checking account, your wallet, et cetera, et cetera. Spring breakers bring chaos to Panama City Beach. This is up on the other end, the panhandle of Florida. One injured in Waffle House shooting, over 50 guns seized. Oh, these wacky college kids, huh? In a press conference yesterday afternoon, the chief of the Panama City Beach and the police departments and the sheriff of Bay County announced that one person had sustained non-life-threatening injuries in a shooting that day near the Waffle House on Front Beach Road. Officers have also found...
Whoa, a Waffle House? I don't believe it.
Not a Denny's, not an International House of Pancakes, a Waffle House. There was a shootout at the Waffle House.
I'm shocked.
Officers found several people with guns at the scene of the shooting where the tasty pastries are sold. I personally encountered an individual holding an AR-15 who is now in custody, said the chief of the Panama City Beach Police Department. We currently have three suspects from this incident detained at the police department. The sheriff, Tommy Ford, noted that officers have confiscated about 50 to 60 guns over the weekend from the revelers. According to the chief of the Panama City Police Department, the owners of many nightclubs have chosen to close their establishments last night in response to the crime-ridden groups of wacky college kids in the Panama Beach area. We're not going to allow people to come into our community and try to take over the community. This is a place where people can come and bring their families and enjoy their time here, especially if they're armed with AR-15s, apparently. They shouldn't have to worry about all the gun activity among the college students going on out there. Nice. Sounds like a nice place to go for next spring break. Panama City. Report, Bo Biden charity takes in millions, spends fraction on helping children. This is the one I mentioned earlier in the day. The Bo Biden Foundation for the Protection of Children, for that is indeed its name, reportedly took in $3.9 million 2 years ago, but spent a much smaller amount on assisting children, which is the charity's mission. The Delaware-based charity, according to the New York Post, which was started in honor of President Biden's late son, got an infusion of $1.8 million from the Biden Foundation before that group shut down in 2020. The Biden found that the Beau Biden charity also took in $225,000 from entities tied to a top political donor and bundler to President Biden. Despite the $2 million plus windfall, the organization only put $545,000 towards its stated purpose of protecting children from abuse, according to tax filings. The group spent a much larger amount of money, $933,000, on salaries to Biden cronies who had executive positions with the nonprofit organization, according to the Post. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Well, there you go. Who could have imagined this, that a Biden foundation tax for a charitable foundation would be spending money on campaign cronies? Who do they think they are, the Clintons? 844-500-4242-617 says, that's what you get for bringing a waffle to a gunfight. All right. We like to do this. This segment where we ask you to tell us what you would like to thank Brandon for. What have you seen? What have you seen the prices go up in, or a shortage in, or shrinkflation? And I just want to show you how much this is a problem for taxpayers and for Democrats. There's a new poll out today from Siena College in New York about they're asking various New Yorkers questions about about their thoughts or beliefs on issues. And there's a lot of stuff in here. But voters strongly support temporarily suspending New York's gas tax of 16 cents a gallon, 70 to 24. This is New York, New York State. 70% of the people responding to this poll want the gas tax suspended. 75% of Republicans, 70% of Democrats, 66% of independents all support suspending the gas tax. Thanks, Brandon. And again, in Massachusetts, we can't even get at the House to have a roll call vote on it. The Senate voted it down by a margin of 29 to 11, suspending the gas tax. The Rhino governor is all in favor of keeping the gas tax right where it is. All right. So I wanted to, before we go to the phone lines, I want to talk about shrinkflation, because this is another aspect of thanks, Brandon. There was a column in the Herald today about this by a guy named Thomas Hemphill. He's talking about shrinkflation. An example of shrinkflation is General Mills' decision last summer to reduce its family-size box of Cheerios from 19.3 ounces to 18.1 ounces, a 6.2% decline in the volume of cereal to the consumer while maintaining product price. Other examples of shrinkflation include Hershey reducing its 18-ounce package of dark chocolate kisses by nearly 2 ounces. A two-pack of Reese's peanut butter cups being reduced from 1.6 ounces to 1.5 ounces. That's really sneaky, isn't it? And Walmart's Great Value paper towels reduced from 168 cent sheets per roll to only 120 sheets per roll.
What is Reese's sacrificing? A tenth of an ounce of chocolate or peanut butter filling?
I don't know.
These are the questions. These are the answers we need.
Well, but I think it's more obvious that with the Walmart reduction in the Great Value paper towels from 168 sheets to 120 sheets, while maintaining the same retail price point. Are they going to change the name to Walmart's Not-So-Great Value Paper Towels? Shrinkflation has become so prevalent over the last year that U.S. consumers have generated their own shrinkflation pages at Reddit and the Consumer World's Mouse page, where they post photographs of old and new products in corporate volume and their prices. First, inflation provides air cover for companies to increase prices, quote-unquote, for their products by reducing the size of their product or contents beyond the actual inflationary price increases in product inputs. A vivid example of this can be found in the case of PepsiCo's sports drink Gatorade, which recently replaced its 32-ounce size bottle with a 28-ounce bottle while charging the same price. That amounts to a 14% increase. And some of these companies have been nailed. The mailroom manager bought some dishwasher detergent, and she thought they were shrinking. It's the label was the same, because I checked the old label and the new label, but it looked like there was less product in it. And apparently some companies have been busted for putting less products in the same jars or containers. For example, about a year ago, April 22nd, 2021, McCormick & Company, they make the spices, agreed to a civil class action court-approved settlement to pay $2.5 million to resolve claims made by customers stating their black pepper products were underfilled compared to what was stated on the label. Are you having any problems, Taylor?
Yeah, we went out shopping yesterday. Still can't find any of my cat's cat food. She's, like most cats, kind of finicky about what she eats. She eats just one brand, one flavor of the certain cat food. We haven't been able to find it for months. We had to resort to going to Amazon and buying 2 40-pound bags of cat food for the cat. Hopefully we keep her in Friskies for months, but, you know.
So you had to patronize Dr. Evil.
Yep. And we didn't find any whole milk yesterday. The brand of whole milk that we usually buy was all out. My wife went back today, found 4 quarts of it, and bought them all.
Yeah, we finally got some of the little box Kleenexes that we like, but it's still not back in Publix. We had to go to Target to get it, so we got a few boxes there. It's thanks, Brandon. Thanks, Brandon. 844-500-4242. 207 Walmart also shrinks their staff, their cashiers. In Maine, we now have to bring our own bags, scan our own products, bag your own stuff, and then check. And then they check you on the way out, and you get no discount to do their jobs for them. Yeah, we almost got ripped off when we were back in Boston a couple weeks ago. We were at a pharmacy in Norwood where you have to scan everything. And we noticed that we only got one thing, and we noticed it came back at $33. And some of the local gangbangers apparently had been in there before us, and they had they'd scanned their product through and then just put it in the bag and left it for us to pay for. We didn't pay for it, but you know that's a whole new scam. I mean, it's a whole new Brandon scam. Don't these gangbangers have enough from all their student loan deferments and rent deferments and their fake PPPs and their fake PUAs and all the rest of their scams that they've been running since since the panic began 2 years ago? 844-500-4242. We're going to take a lot of calls in this hour. What do you want to thank Brandon for? What have you noticed? Shrinkflation, empty shelves, inflation, gas prices, home heating oil, etc., etc. We always talk about what we want to do differently this new year, not so how much we're going to accomplish it. Let's face it, right now, if it's not easy, it's not happening. My secret to staying on track with my goals? HelloFresh. HelloFresh offers delicious recipes and convenient doorstep delivery to take the hassle out of mealtime and save me hours at the grocery store. Not to mention saving me the frustration of being at the grocery store, not being able to find certain products. If you order from HelloFresh and your order is accepted, it's going to arrive on your doorstep and you don't have to worry about anything. With farm fresh produce plus calorie smart and carb smart recipe options, HelloFresh makes it easier than ever to eat well. I can take my pick from 50 menu and market items each week. I can even customize my box by switching up proteins and swapping sides for meals that work for me. Plus, it's a cinch to skip a week, change my delivery date, or just update my preferences right from the HelloFresh app. And on cold days like these, it's just easier not to have to go outside and get into the car and deal with warming up the car, et cetera, and walking across the windswept parking lot. It's just more convenient to have the food delivered right to your doorstep. And their chefs really know how to warm up these long winter nights with comforting dishes from around the world, like juicy beef tenderloin and cheese fondue that I can whip up in my own kitchen. This year, I've traded my takeout habit for easy-to-prepare meals from HelloFresh and have fallen in love with cooking at home again. And you can, too. Get started today at HelloFresh.com/Howie16 and use code Howie16 for 16 free meals plus 3 gifts. That's code Howie16 for 16 free meals and 3 free gifts at HelloFresh.com/Howie16. HelloFresh.com/Howie16. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
The phrase is, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Yeah, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
The Brandon administration.
Let's go, Brandon.
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 Let's go, Brandon. I agree.
Let's go, Brandon. What would you like to thank Brandon for? What has Brandon done to you at the gas pump, at the supermarket, anywhere else? 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code word Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Was Biden's line, this man cannot remain in power, ad-libbed or scripted?
I know I'm in the minority, but I'm going to say scripted.
23% say it was scripted.
All right. Market basket in Londonderry apple cider was $8.49 a gallon. Thanks, Brandon. Let's see. Hood ice cream shrunk. No longer 48 ounces. Now 32 ounces. Now that's quite a come down, huh? My wife went grocery shopping at Market Basket the other day, 978. As I was putting the cereal away, I thought she forgot to pick up my favorite, Kellogg's Cranberry Raisin Bran. I went to two Market Baskets. They had no Kellogg's Raisin Bran. Thank you, Brandon. Hannaford in Westbrook, Maine. No almond milk except one chocolate. Ugh. I don't like chocolate milk, period. Almond chocolate milk sounds really hideous. Let's see, 508, no shrinkflation, but much more in your face, deliberate. Went to a dollar store last week. The dollar store is now a dollar and a quarter store, 25%. Ouch. Frank, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Frank.
Howie,
yes.
I'd like to thank Brandon for Keebler, Vienna Fingers beer, those cream sandwiches. There.
Yes, I know them well. I love them.
Oh, I think they're the best. I have rain checks in my pocket all the time for them. You can never find them in the store at Shaw's, right?
Really?
So finally they came in. 14.2 ounces was the standard size for the Vienna Fingers. When they finally got in, after months of chasing these foolish things, it was 12 ounces. It went from 14.2 to 12 ounces.
And I assume the price did not go down, did it?
The price stayed the same at $3.99. They had, and then Market Basket with the Clorox bleach,
yeah.
107 to 121 ounces. It's now on sale for $4.99, $1.50 off per gallon, which isn't a gallon. $6.50. I used to buy the Clorox bleach all the time. It was on sale for like 99 cents years ago. You know what I mean? I can't believe that it was $6.50 regular price.
Yeah, you know, how many products are really gallons anymore? How many ice cream are half gallon anymore? None, right? How many products are sold in baker's dozens? In other words, 13. None. Zero. Thanks for the call, Frank. 334, one bell pepper was $2. $2. 781, went to Market Basket earlier today. A basket full of groceries cost me almost $70. Thanks, Brandon. 125 to fill up at the pump, says 603. Thanks, Brandon. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny. We're out of time, Johnny. I'm going to hold you over, Johnny, because we're out of time. I didn't see how close up we were. Hang on, Johnny. We'll take all the calls when we come back, 844-500-4242. Thanks, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 919. My Chinese lunch takeout today came with only one fortune cookie. I usually get four. Thanks, Brandon.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, my goodness. Fortune cookies. How much does a fortune cookie cost to make? 844-500-4242. 508, my son-in-law is a Green Beret stationed in North Carolina. Last week he was having lunch with his boss, who got a call from his daughter's principal. She's seven. Third time in the principal's office this week, she has a fellow classmate called Brandon. Every time he gets called on, she yells out, "Let's go, Brandon." The boss said, "I got to go get her. See you later." 413, Utz potato sticks. Utz, U-T-Z. That's one of the lower priced potato products. Utz potato sticks went from $3.99 for a 16-ounce can to $4.99 for a 15-ounce can at Price Right. Let's go, Brandon. That's from Rambo, 413. 860 says Baker's dozen of 13 glazed donuts at Walmart. So Walmart is still selling Baker's dozens. Enjoy them while you can get them. That's all I can say. 508, what's it going to be like when with no fertilizer? How much do you think food is going to cost then? 617, my 33-pound bag of Purina dog food went up $12. 508, lobster meat is now $89.99 a pound in Chatham. Thanks, Brandon. Chris from Chatham. You know, Chris, that's one of those things, you just look at the label. $89.99 for a pound of lobster meat, that's a little steep, no matter how much you like lobster. 844-500-4242, 207. I haven't been able to find any of Paul Newman's Habanero hot salsa for almost 2 years now. How long does Paul Newman keep making products now that he's dead? You think they just kind of like slide out of existence slowly? That may be related to that. Did you ever think about that, 207? Johnny, go back to Johnny. Sorry, Johnny, I cut you off there. Go back. Go ahead.
No worries, Howie. So I make a seafood gumbo, and I buy Andouille sausage, you know, to get that Cajun.
Wow,
sausage.
I love it. It's great stuff, yes.
Yeah, and the pack I get, there's normally five. There was four. Instead of five sausages, there was four, and the price was up. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
So if they went from five to four and they raised the price was up over 20%.
Yeah. I was shocked. I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because they usually wrap it in the cardboard so you can't see. So I just figured, you know, I get the five sausages. Usually I use three or four of them, and then I just have, you know, one for dinner or whatever.
Right.
But yeah. So, unbelievable. I was shocked. Just the price went up, and there was one less sausage.
Joe did that. Think of that sticker at the gas pump. I did that. Next time I go to the gas, I got two of those left. So, one of the VIPs gave it to me when I was in Boston. I took them down here. I got one on my computer right now. I'm putting my finger on it. I'm going to put the two of them next time I go to the gas station. I'm going to put them on both pumps. Thanks for the call, Johnny. Sausage. That's one of life's staples, isn't it? Johnny O, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny O.
Howie, good to talk to you. Hey, I was going to talk about the gas prices. My truck went. I've got a big Tundra, a full-size 5.7. It's gone from $50 to fill it to $100. But listening to Taylor, the dog food is out of control. I can't even get it. 15-pound bags. I can't even get the big bags. And when I get the big bags, they're like almost $70 for a big bag of dog food. When it was $53. It's crazy.
Ugh. You can't get rid of your dog either, right? That's not discretionary income, is it?
No, he's a hunting dog. I use him for bird hunting and I run a Class A game preserve, and it's like, what am I going to do, starve him? It's like, I agree with Taylor. If you can't find cat food, he's exactly right. You go into the stores, and it's like a 15-pound of dog food. What's that going to cost me, $40, and it's going to last, what, a week?
Ugh. Sorry, Johnny O. Thanks for the call. 207, one stinking small bag of red seedless grapes, $6. Thanks, Brandon, you bleepity bleep. Another 207, Bangor Chick-fil-A has reduced the size of their chicken strip and increased the price. Thanks, Brandon. Here's another one, 617. How long before a gallon of gas is a half gallon at the pump? 413, another Rambo. BJ's brand ice cream went from $3.99 a half gallon to $4.99. Luckily, still a half gallon. That'll be the next thing to go, Rambo. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, Howie. Yeah, pickles. Go check out a jar of pickles the next time. They used to be packed in the jar so tight you could hardly get one of them out.
Yeah.
Now they're floating. They're floating around in there like they're swimming.
See, they Bill, that's a good point because they can get away with that. They could just pump in a little more of the vinegar or whatever it is, you know. And the vinegar, I'm sure, doesn't cost as much as the actual pickles, the cucumbers, right? So they have kind of an out that way. I hadn't even thought about that.
Thanks, Brandon, you moron.
The mailroom manager likes pickles with her cold cuts. And the other day, she opened up a new container, Mount Olive pickles, North Carolina, you know. And I said, wait, you got some? There's still a few pickles left in the jar in the refrigerator. And she said, I want some fresh pickles. And I was thinking pickles this weekend too, Bill, just like you were. I'm going to have to make after she goes to bed tonight, I'm going to have to make the surreptitious switch of the old pickles into the new pickle jar to get a little more mileage out of them. Thanks to Brandon. Joseph, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joseph.
Hey, Howie. How you doing? I haven't talked to you for a while. I want to mention peanut butter. It's gone up, I think, almost $2, and it's so hard to get. I get the organic because I have to be careful what I eat. I love organic peanut butter, especially for a visually impaired person. I have medical problems and stuff. And everything else, the potato chips have gone up, but they give you half a bag. And I spoke with Market Basket. You know, they're good. They're like Publix. And the guy says, that's the manufacturers for us. Thank you, Brandon,
right.
You idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Down here where I work in Florida, Newsmax, they have these little employee cafeterias where they're nice enough to give us little packets of stuff, snacks. And, you know, usually they have tons of chips. But lately the chips have been vanishing and they've been replaced by these lousy, like plantain chips, which I'm sorry, I'm not a plantains guy. I'm a Ruffles guy. I'm a Doritos guy. But I don't think they're coming in. I don't think they're trying to, cheapen what they're offering us. I don't think these products are coming in like they used to. But it's rare now when you get bags of potato chips in the employee cafeterias. And I know I shouldn't be looking a gift horse in the mouth because it's free, but still, you know, you get used to stuff. I mean, you live in America, you get used to having certain conveniences that haven't been available to humanity during the last 1,000 generations, as Joe Biden and Neil Kinnock would say. But you know, he's making it go away. It's like going back into the coal mines. Thanks for the call, Joseph. Jacob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jacob.
Yes. I'm a young buck and 19 years old, and I work nights at my local sawmill around Crane. I make pretty good money, so I thought the other day, you know, I'd like to have a new ATV. So I went up Saturday, and I rode halfway across the state, Howie. Halfway across the state, I checked every dealership. I called the dealerships I didn't go to. No one had anything on the showroom floor. One of the guys told me, because I asked if I could order one from the manufacturer, he said, I won't even put an order through, he said, because they're telling us, even if they could let us put in orders right now, we wouldn't get them until August.
I mean, you could. What about a used ATV?
And the used ATV market right now, the prices are so high because everyone knows that they can't get ATVs. So,
wow. Are they made in China?
Yes, a lot of them are now. And pretty much that's all that's left. If they did have anything in stock, it's the Chinese off-brand models. And all I wanted was a new Polaris ATV, and there's none to be found.
So what are you going to do?
I don't know, honestly. I don't want to pay the price for a used one, and they're hard to find, too, even if you can find them. So who would have thought the day would come in America when you could have money burn a hole in your pocket and go into a showroom and it'd be empty?
Who would have ever thought you would have a president talking about basically going to war, and then when he's on videotape saying it 2 days later, denying he said it?
That's for sure, Howie.
I mean, there's a lot of things nobody ever thought would see in the United States, and nobody ever wanted to see in the United States, and it's coming to pass on a daily basis. Good luck, Jacob. Glad you got a job anyway. 844-500-4242. Derek, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Derek.
Hi, Howie. First, hi. I'd like to point out my opinion that fresh pickles seems like an oxymoron.
It absolutely is. It's kind of like when the mailroom manager also says, "Oh, these shrimp are so fresh," and I don't have the heart to tell her that I think 99.9% of shrimp in America are frozen, right? But you're right about that. Absolutely. Go ahead, Derek.
And so lobster meat has always been a premium, but now that the price of diesel fuel, which is basically the huge expense for those poor guys, has doubled, it's no wonder that the price of their catch has more than doubled.
Mm. You know who really likes lobster, Derek? The Chinese. I'll bet they got plenty of buyers in China. I bet that's not a problem. The problem is going to be here in the States, where people aren't going to be able to afford to buy lobster anymore. And again, shell lobster, I understand. That's the, you know, that's primo, you know, that you don't have to screw around with cooking it and shelling it and cutting yourself while you're cutting it up. But still, $89.99 a pound. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Derek. 844-500-4242. Dr. Luke, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dr. Luke.
How you doing, Howie?
Good.
You know, a couple of things. One, I just had a fella come to my house to give me an estimate on how much a foundation was going to cost. Almost $40,000.
I don't know. How much would that have cost like 2 years ago or 1 year ago?
Less than 20, or about 20-ish.
Wow.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous. Thank you, Brandon, for all my disgusting disposable income I used to have.
Yeah. I know. As Jen Psaki would say, these are first world problems that you and I have, Dr. Luke, like having disposable income. They're teaching us how to live plainly, as Ralph Waldo Emerson said, live plainly. No, Jim and Ralph, I prefer to live grandly, or at least in the style to which I became accustomed during the Trump presidency. Thanks for the call, Dr. Luke. 844-500-4242-606. The Baker's dozen of 13 is soon to be gone, replaced by the Brandon dozen of 11. 513. I always buy canned salmon at Aldi. It was selling for $2.49. New shelf label said the price dropped from $3.15 to $2.79. So it looks like they actually went up 30 cents. Thanks, Brandon. 844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. But there's one thing that makes my night complete, and that's their Giza Dream sheets. They're luxurious and soft, and they help me sleep so well. MyPillow sheets are made with the world's best cotton called Giza. They're ultra-soft and breathable, yet extremely durable. Trust me, once you try them, you'll never want to sleep on anything else again. Giza Dream Sheets come in a variety of sizes and colors. Grace loves her pink sheets. This is the best offer they have ever had for their Giza Dream Sheets. The offer is 60% off, as low as $39.99. This is for a limited time only, so please take advantage of it before it goes away. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the MyPillow mattress topper, towel sets, and more. They even come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Don't forget the code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime.
Every time you turn around, expect to see me. There's one time you'll turn around and I'll be there.
The Howie Carr Show.
Is any wonder, as I said, that 200,000 Russians have all left their country in 1 month? A remarkable brain drain in such a short period of time.
Did he say brain drain?
Yes, he did.
Chain, 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 a chain of fools with a brain drain. House paint, $75 a gallon, says 207. Thanks, Brandon. 860. Farmer John again. Load of grain this week was up $200 from last week. FJB. Trying to set up my landscaping schedule for the summer, says 603. Landscaper cannot commit to the prices on fertilizer because they cannot get certain chemicals due to shortages, and if they get it, the price will be through the roof. Okay, 617. Cheese, peanut butter, crackers. Used to sell in packages of 27 packs of six, sold by Austin, Lance Brands, etc. Yeah, we have some in the cafeteria down here right now. Can't get them in any size or brand at Market Basket now. 919. Best thing I ever did was marrying my wife for 30 years now, who can pickle, can, dehydrate, plant, and grow whatever we need. I'm a bleeping blessed punk from Somerville. 401. In DFW, Dallas, Fort Worth, we have ATV dirt bikes. You will pay, though. The economy in DFW is a lot more affluent than New England, so they're shipping them in. P.S. Texas is full. Stay home. Texas Johnny. 844-500-4242. Paul, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Paul.
Hey, Howie. I know you're short for time, but I'll tell you what. I heard that guy was saying about talking about back orders.
Yeah.
I'm doing a kitchen out in a place between Pompanoset and Hyannis. It's a high-end golf course. And I'll tell you what, the range is on back order till February 2023.
Good Lord.
Do I have to wait for my check till then? I mean, I got the kitchen finished. I mean, do I have to wait for a check? I mean,
what do you can't, so you can't sell the place, or the whoever contracted with you can't sell the place until they get the range, right?
Do I get to bill them? I know. I got a big question. What the hell?
Can you get a used one? Or already there, are there any even used ones available? Probably not. Or maybe they're natural gas and the town has stopped allowing natural gas hookups because of climate change, right?
You know, I mean, what they're... I'm talking about. They get to allow anything. They got enough money. They don't care. But damn, I mean, when am I going to get a range? I mean, am I going to get paid a year?
I know. I understand the question, Paul. I don't know the answer. Thanks for the call. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Oh, who'd ever thought we'd have a president that would say, as we to build back better and at the same time get ready for food shortages. But here's Joe Biden, the 6-pound pot rolls 2 years ago cost $12. It now is $32. If you buy toilet paper, it's probably up about 30-40%. In addition, you're going to pay taxes on that. Food and fuel are not included in the inflation rate.
I know. It's crazy. They're not, they call it core inflation. What else is core other than food and fuel? Everything else is window dressing. Thanks for the call. Thanks, Brandon!